Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
So, Melissa, this promiscuity poll, I mean, shocking stuff, I thought, on Friday. Maybe I was the only one really shocked because I have a kid that's scaring me so much.
No, I am shocked, too, because I think parents, I don't know, I just, for some reason, I just feel like parents nowadays, like the baby boomer generation, for some reason, I thought would be a little more enlightened than, like, my parents had me a little older, so they were more of the, you know, generation before that, so I expected them to be kind of naive to what's going on, but not parents today. But there was a new research done where they took 100 teenagers and put them in a room. They took 100 parents and put them in the room. They weren't necessarily related to one another, but it's just teenagers and parents. They asked them questions about intimate questions about what teenagers were doing today, and the answers that you got from the teenagers and the answers you got from the parents were so different from one another, which shows that parents have no idea what their kids are doing.
Yeah, if you want to get in on this, 404-741-1005, and I will give this warning out again, that generally we do like the adult material here after 8:30, but this specifically has to do with teens, so we're going to talk about sex, and if you don't want this conversation brought up in the car while you're cruising with your kids, then we'll see you back in a couple of minutes. But the most shocking stuff from Friday, just to recap, I think was probably the stuff that the one question was about receiving oral, mm-hmm. where the teenagers answered that 61% of them had at one point or another received, and the parents thought that that number would be about 10%, not even close. Then there was the performed one. And 51%, half of the teens surveyed, said yes, they've performed that act. And only 1% of the parents thought that their teens had actually done that. So not my little girl. She would never do that.
It's more than half of them on both accounts, giving and receiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the parents on both ends were just so, I mean, not even in the same ballpark, you know.
Right.
I guess that's hard to think about as your kid, you know, that this your kid is capable of doing that, right?
But it's a young adult. I mean... they're eventually going to do it. It's eventually what you evolve into.
Well, right, after you're married.
I'm never letting Hayden out of the house. Never.
Then I will never, ever do it in my life.
Continuing on with the survey, one of the questions was, have you ever taken a shower with someone in the nude? 27% of the teens said, yeah, of course. And the parents.
Duh, who hasn't?
Come on.
I mean, shower.
Parents said 6%. Had sexual conversations with a stranger on the internet.
Ooh.
Only 25% of the teens, 1 in 4, said yes. Now, this is pretty, I mean, this is very, very telling here. The parents answered 3%.
That is shocking, though. 1 in 4 having sexual conversations with a stranger online. Mm-hmm. I think that's scarier than any of the other stuff they're doing with each other.
Mm-hmm. We're so skewed by what we see on TV, though. Like, you would imagine that every teenager at one point or another, like, I thought that number was going to be, that 25% was low.
Really? Because
everything I watch on TV just seems like these conversations are happening every 6 minutes.
If you watch Dateline, you would think that that's as common as going to the mall.
Yeah.
That's so scary to me. Because teenagers making out and, you know, exploring each other's bodies and, you know, figuring each other out or whatever, like, their little relationships scare me a lot less than that.
Had sex with somebody younger than 16. 1 in 4 of the teens said yes, they had. And remember, the test group here are teens between the ages of 13 and 18. So had sex with someone younger than 16, 25% said yes. Their parents answered 5%. Had sex while on drugs or alcohol. The teens answered 24%. The parents answered 15%.
Wow.
Bought porn. Teen answered 21%. Parents answered 4%.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder how they can buy it, though, because aren't you supposed to be carded for that?
Can't you get it on the internet by just, like, putting the date of birth on, maybe?
Well, and also, you can't rule out older siblings.
That's true.
That's how,
Or buying it from somebody in high school. Like, doesn't have to be a sibling. You know, somebody brings it in or steals their dad's
copy or whatever. But usually it's a sibling of somebody. You know, like that's usually how it works.
Not for me. Thank God Jason Watson's dad was a huge
pervert.
And he knew exactly where the drawer was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you parents have to know the first time you go away for a weekend, we are so going through all of your stuff.
It's like
CSI. Yeah. Watched others having sex. The teens answered 18%, said yes. The parents answered 2%. That's a nasty one to think about right there of your teen. Jeff, I'm going to need the voice disguiser for this, please. Good morning, Michelle. You're on
Q100. Hey, how are y'all doing this morning?
Good. Thank you. You are on the voice disguiser.
Awesome. Well, I'm not a parent. I'm a hairstylist, but I have a client. I do her and her teenage daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really nice lady, but I can't believe that there's somebody out there so naive. Her daughter is in high school and is a lesbian. We're talking buzz haircut, talks like you would never know that this girl was a girl. Like, when she came in for a haircut, I had to ask if she was a man's cut or a woman's cut. Anyway, her girlfriend lives with them. The teenage daughter's girlfriend lives with them, stays in the room with her, but her mother is just helping this girl out while she's going through a hard time, and they're just best friends.
But in reality, they're girlfriends, and they're living right there in the same room, and the parent has no idea what is going on.
And, I've even, thrown out little things, trying to figure out if this woman really has any idea. She doesn't.
Mm-hmm. No. Is that she doesn't know, or she just chooses not to see it?
See, that's what I was trying to figure out. I really don't think she could ever think her daughter was, that lifestyle. This is good suburban mom, stays at home, middle class. I don't know if she doesn't accept it or if she just really has no idea.
I don't think moms are stupid, but I do think, like Jen said, sometimes I think that that's not a scenario that they could ever, they don't want, and so they maybe push it outside of their minds, but it's gnawing at her a little bit. But but having a woman, if she had any question and she has somebody, no.
Hey, Rebecca, hold on one sec, okay?
All right.
Had sex on your parents' bed.
Oh.
16% of the teens said yes. The parents, 1%. There's no way my child would have sex on my bed. No way! You're wrong in 16% of the cases. Taking pictures during sex or sexual activity, 15% of the teens said yes, they had. Parents answered 1% again. Not even in the same ballpark. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
What's up?
I was calling to say that I definitely don't think parents have any idea. Like, me and my friends, we get away with so much because our parents are completely oblivious to what's going on.
In what way?
Like, any kind of ways, and like partying and sexual ways. Like, my mom has no idea.
Like, what are you doing? And you're on the voice disguiser. What are you doing that your mom has no idea about? And how old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay.
So what are you doing your parents have no clue about?
I've done everything. I've had a boyfriend for 2 years, and we've done everything. So my mom has no idea that we've done, like, she thinks that we've made out, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys do anything for protection?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you always use condoms?
Uh-huh.
You've been having sex with this guy since you were 14?
No. We just started having sex last summer.
Okay.
And your parents have absolutely no idea. You're their angel. You could never do this.
Definitely. Like, no idea.
Now, are you going to a doctor? Because usually when you start becoming sexually active, girls need to go to the gynecologist for the first time.
No.
Let me ask you a question.
Danger in not talking to your mom about it, you know?
If your mom was open...
See, that's why, like, here's the thing. Like, I feel like that parents can't relate. Like, if I felt like that my mom would be understanding and, like, be able to relate to me, mm-hmm. I think that I would talk to her about it. But she would, like, completely go off the wall, so.
I think this is a great phone call for parents to be listening to right now. I think you're a great example, and I'm so happy that you called.
Yeah, because that was my question. If your mom came to you to talk about it in a comfortable, you're not going to get in trouble environment, you would tell her everything?
Probably. I don't know if I would tell her everything, but I would tell her more than.
What do you think her reaction would be if you told her the truth?
Oh, she wouldn't even believe it. Like, I honestly think that she would, like, I could, like, joke around and say stuff, and we would just laugh about it, and she would be like, yeah, right.
Is it hard to keep that from your mom?
Not really, just because I know how much, like, and it's not even, like, trouble. It's, like, disappointment, too.
Mm-hmm. But what I mean is it hard for you to keep that secret? Is it something kind of bubbling up inside of you, like, kind of stresses you out?
Not really.
No.
Does she even know that you have this boyfriend?
Yeah. Oh, she does.
Okay.
He comes over all the time and everything, but...
What? Have you guys ever done it in the house while they're home?
My grandma lives in the basement, and we've done it while she's been home. But.
Mm-hmm. I was just keyed in on something she said, for like you talk about parents listening, like it's not just getting in trouble, but the disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think parents have to realize, I mean, and I'm not saying it's not hard, but you're the parent. You're the parent, and this is your job. And your job is to know that your child is going to end up being an adult, and that you can't be disappointed when they become an adult.
Would it be a huge relief for you to tell your mom?
I think that it would make us, like, closer. I think that, like, if I could share that with her, I would, but...
Mm-hmm. That total disconnect. Like, on a day-to-day, do you guys have, like, daily talks, or are you just going your way and she's going her other way, and that's...
Oh, no, me and my mom are really close. Like, we do stuff together all the time. Like, I went and ran errands with her the other day.
So it's not a case where you guys are totally disconnected from each other, and Jen's kind of like shaking her head yes.
Yeah, that's like the big secret that you feel like you have to keep from them, and it's so hard because your parents, for the longest time, I think, still see you as a kid when you really are becoming a young adult, and it's that borderline. It's like them, you know, it's them crossing that threshold of seeing you as an adult, and you want them to treat you as an adult, but you're still living in their home as their kid. So you have to still follow their rules. It's such a difficult time. I think it was the hardest time in my life was being a teenager, like from junior year until I went to college. It's just difficult, you know?
Hey, Rebecca, thanks for calling. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
A great call. Thanks.
Tell Grandma we said hi.
Did she? Now, I kind of like checked out for a second. Did she say she had sex in the house while Grandma was there?
Yeah. Grandma lives in the basement. Mm. Right.
You didn't check out. You remembered you had a kid, and you just chose to do it.
Yeah, right? Selective hearing.
Right.
More of this. Undressed somebody. The teen said 56% of them said, yes, I've undressed somebody. What do you think the parents said?
2%.
2%? It was 11%.
11, wow. Okay.
The basic question, had sexual intercourse. Half of the teens had over half. 55% of them had. The parents were at a 26% clip. Experienced sexual activity while in bed with someone, 51%. Parents said 16%. Watched an X-rated movie with a member of the opposite sex, 46 of the teens said yes. Only 9% of the parents. And had sexual intercourse without a condom. 29 of the teens said, yeah, we've done that. One in three. Parents, 1%.
Oh.
Now, I find it fascinating. It's too bad we don't know who the parents are, because it's like, okay, have you talked to your children about condoms? You know, like if they haven't talked to their kids about condoms, but yet they assume, well, there's no way they have sex without condoms, then, well, of course, I mean, again, the line of communication has to be open.
Yeah, and I said this on Friday, too, and I think I feel even more strongly about it today, is that I think because of the way that I grew up, I am going to assume he's doing more wrong than he probably is. Like, I'll err on the other side.
I thought of that when you were doing the survey and you were talking about how many people, you know, just had sex.
Mm-hmm.
And 26% of the parents said they thought their kid did. What percentage of those parents were wrong? Like, their kid wasn't doing it, but they're
right.
Like, oh, yeah. I definitely, like, I wouldn't say, if this wasn't an anonymous survey, my daughter's kind of a slut. I know it.
Hey, Charity, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Hi.
I started listening Friday morning because I write in every morning with you guys to work.
Hey. Oh, thank you.
And I have an 11-year-old, and it's really funny because Thursday night we had to have the tongue kiss question and answer conversation because she saw one of her girlfriends at school kissing her boyfriend with tongue. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, I'm a young parent, so it's not like it's passed that long, you know, from what I remember what my friends were doing. And I think because of that, I'm able to talk to her. But I asked her, I said, what do you think so-and-so has told her mom, and what else are her and her little boyfriend doing? And
the conversation went somewhere I never expected it to go for an 11-year-old.
11-year-old? Where did it go?
11 years old.
Where did it go?
He has fondled her little friend's breasts, and I mean, there's been what you would call heavy petting going on between the two of them.
Wow.
And we saw the boy-girl movie last year in fifth grade. That was mandatory before entering junior high school, and so there was some great conversation between me and my little person, but that was just something I was completely unprepared for at 11 years old.
Yeah. It's just getting younger and younger and younger. There was a time where parents were like, I can't believe kids are doing this at 17.
Right.
Now we're down to 11.
Good for you for having that conversation.
Yeah. But it's very scary. It's,
Now,
you don't expect to have that.
No doubt.
Do you think that you're, now I'm not saying this about your daughter, but do you think your daughter presents it as if her friend's doing it when she's trying to open the conversation about her?
I was a little bit scared of that.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the dialogue that her and I have together, and I know that she's not currently seeing or crushing anybody, as she calls it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we moved here, she hasn't met a lot of friends yet. And I've been very involved at school and getting her settled because we are so new to the area. She's not had an opportunity to meet any little people. And I'm just hoping that by being very honest and open with her, that I can encourage her to keep talking to me about things like this.
So we're playing a game of The Sims.
What's that? The little people?
My little person hasn't made friends with any other little people.
Her little boyfriend.
You know, I'm wondering if, I'm going to play a couple of commercials here. I'm wondering if when we come back, if we can find somebody that is a parent that has not had the quote-unquote talk with their kids yet to call us up. We'll talk to you a little bit, and then you go home today or tonight and have the talk, and then come back with us tomorrow morning and let us know how it went.
Right.
Because there has to be some reason why you've been reluctant to do it, and I'm really curious if after 24 hours, if you're glad you did it, was it uncomfortable? Did it go the way you thought it was going to go?
Or like her, your perception before the talk and after the talk is much different on what your child's already doing.
Right. Yeah.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.